So these are all the wow moments that you need to make sure you're hitting in order to make sure that you're setting your patient up for those green lights. So let's go through. One is to greet the patient by name. Are you greeting your patient by name when they walk in the door? Is your CA walking out from behind, I think Dean calls it the Great Wall of China, and shaking the patient's hand? Is your team trained to give the application back if it's not filled out? What does that say to the patient? The patient, you get an application back to a patient and say, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones, you missed a few lines. I'm sure that was just a mistake. Can you please take a moment to fill those out?" We pay attention to details. We make sure things are done. We cross our T's and dot our I's. Was the subluxation brochure given and quizzed? Was the video watched with the CA? Did the DC read the application before they walked into the room, and did they know the patient's name when they said hello? Could you describe their condition to them without asking them questions? These are all wow moments, guys. These are moments that are just, they're moments the patient hasn't experienced anywhere else. Does the DC enter the room as soon as the video ends? I will be the first to tell you this is the one I struggled with the most in practice. I could find 1,000 reasons to do 1,000 other things while that video was playing, and I wasn't walking in right when the video ended. But if the CA says the doctor will be here in just a moment, and the doctor walks in, it's like, holy cow, I normally wait 45 minutes in any other GP's office to see a doctor, and this doctor just walked in when the CA said he'll be right in? What's going on around here? That's freakishly weird. But it's good.